You're listening to SBS News.
South Africa is in mourning as the nation has farewelled Archbishop Desmond Tutu with a state funeral on New Year's Day. Tutu was 90 years old when he died and is remembered for helping lead South Africa out of the racially segregated apartheid regime to the democratic nation it is today. He also championed for the rights of the LGBTIQ+ community. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, delivered the main eulogy describing the anti-apartheid icon as a crusader for justice, equality and peace in South Africa and around the world.
If Archbishop Desmond Tutu were here, he would have said, hey, why are you looking so glum, so unhappy? He would have wanted to elicit a smile, a laughter from amongst all of us. That was the type of person that he was.
100 mourners, mostly peers, friends and relatives, gathered at the St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town for the service. The church can hold up to 1,200 worshippers, but the service was scaled down due to COVID-19. Desmond Tutu's daughter, Empor Andrea Tutu, paid tribute to her father.
I am standing here representing those who called the one we come to lay to rest, Daddy, Kulu, Malume, Boot Boy, and the one whom he affectionately called Hoho. I am standing to convey our family's thanks for the many ways in which all of you have stepped forward to tell us of how much you loved Daddy.
The restricted service didn't stop people from gathering outside the cathedral. Tutu's far-reaching legacy saw artist Lebani Serenje honour the Archbishop with a painting.
As I always paint the fallen legend, I saw it fitting for me to come all the way from Johannesburg to come and paint the late Desmond Tutu. For me, he played a big role when he liberated Africa as a whole, when he said we are Rainbow Nation, because I think that also made all Africans to come in South Africa with that statement that we are one Rainbow Nation.
Reverend Natalie Simons Arenser, the minister in charge of St. Philip's Anglican Church in Cape Town, watched the funeral from home. She says Tutu's words inspired her to become a priest.
After he ordained Reverend Wilma Jacobson and she became his chaplain, and I was a student at St. Cyprian's, and I got to prepare his robes and the vestments for the service that he was going to lead. And he said to me in the vestry, "You know that we are ordaining women now." And I said, yes, Father, I know. I'm so pleased and I'm so happy to be meeting Reverend Wilma." And he said, "But you should think about joining the church."
Tutu's ashes will be interred behind the pulpit at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town, where he served as an archbishop for 35 years. Instead of being cremated, his body will be aquamated, an eco-friendly alternative to the standard cremation using water, alkaline chemicals and heat. His body was carried out of the cathedral in the cheapest available small plain pine coffin at his request to avoid any showy display. At the end of the service, President Ramaphosa handed the national flag to Desmond Tutu's widow, Nomalizo Leo Tutu, during which General Monwabisi Jamengile, the chief chaplain for the South African National Defence Force, delivered an address.
A truly wonderful example of gift, grit and gumption. We believe that beyond the absence, there is presence. Beyond the pain, there is healing. Beyond the brokenness, there is wholeness. Beyond the turmoil, there is peace.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.